Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Obama's transgender directive to the public schools is a lawless act. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This directive is without the force of law. The letter to all the public schools acknowledges it. But on the other hand, it threatens lawsuits and revocation of Title IX funds to these public schools that do not have transgender policies, specifically allowing boys to use girls' facilities, such as restrooms, locker rooms, and shower facilities. Matt, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, well, we've become accustomed to this president acting like an emperor and issuing these unilateral edicts in the form of executive order in order to circumvent the checks and balances and Congress and the separation of powers, ruling like a dictator. But this he has really jumped the shark with this one. This is Saul Alinsky 101. It's pure propaganda. He makes an empty threat. Now, that he may try. I mean, I could see this administration trying to revoke funding. But when North Carolina called their bluff, you notice they said, we're going to take your funding. North Carolina said no and turned around and sued. Guess what they did? They said, well, now it's in the courts. We're going to go ahead and hold off. We're not going to take your funding. So this is, they know that there will be many like-minded administrators out there who are, he's just giving them an excuse to do something that is in violation of state law, in violation of natural law, common sense. I'm fond of saying this is the Emperor's New Clothes meets George Orwell. You know, we've got to all pretend under penalty of law in this administration that a man in a miniskirt can somehow magically be a woman or face the wrath of progressive big brother or big sister or whatever, you know, big brother's feeling like that day.
You know, I love that story that you bring out, the Emperor's New Clothes. You know, and those two weavers apparently made the Emperor new clothes, but they were telling him that, you know, no one who was competent or you know, unfit for their position would be able to see those clothes. And so here the emperor is walking down the street, totally naked, thinking that he has this beautiful set of clothes, and everyone's afraid to say that he's naked, except finally a little boy does, because afraid that they're appearing unfit or stupid. And that's what I feel like we're doing. We're just afraid to say there's a problem here. There's a mental problem with these people. So we're just giving in to them and not acknowledging that.
Well, it's a mental disorder. I mean, it's not something that is normal. I mean, think about it. A man thinks that he is a woman trapped in a male anatomy and physiological body and wants to now change their physical appearance to match what's going on in the confused mind. That's not normal. Let's just face it. It's not normal. And it is a mental issue. It's not something that you should placate and wrap society around and then say that that's okay. Moreover, people who do not feel like they are men trapped in a woman's body or a woman trapped in a man's body, that they don't have that mental confusion, will no doubt use those laws for abuse. Men who want to go into these women's facilities for various kinds of reasons, video, photography, voyeurism, sexual assault, whatever, they will use that. And for you to prohibit them from going in, that will be a violation of the law. In 1975, in April 7, 1975, a Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, then a professor of law at Columbia University School of Law, wrote in the Washington Post with regards to her support for then the Equal Rights Amendment. This was an attempt to amend the Constitution to add the so-called Equal Rights Amendment to the United States Constitution. And people were saying, well, if you do that, this is what's going to happen. Men will be able to use women's restrooms. And so in rebutting that argument, she wrote in the Washington Post this, quote, "Separate places to disrobe, sleep, perform personal bodily functions are permitted, in some situations required by regard for individual privacy, close quote. She's basically saying, no, 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 we can actually amend the Constitution and have the so-called Equal Rights Amendment, and it's not going to have this parade of horribles because, again, you know, you got separate places to disrobe and sleep and perform bodily functions. Those are not only permitted, they are, in some situations, required in order to protect individual privacy. Well, that is as true back then, with or without the Equal Rights Amendment, as it is now. We certainly don't have the Equal Rights Amendment, and the federal law does not have transgender as part of it. So for the Obama administration to say that now you've got to open up all these facilities for men to come in is just absurd. It's contrary to the federal law. It's contrary to other constitutional rights to privacy. And it's contrary to protecting the personal well-being and security of your students. Schools should be protecting them, not putting targets on the backs of all of the girls that attend the public schools.
And this is not just a subjective analysis, Matt. Title VII, Title IX of Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, Title IX, which came about, I think it was 1972, were clearly the term sex. And the courts have over and again interpreted that term to mean biological sex. The Congress has repeatedly rejected attempts to add sexual orientation and gender identity to the Civil Rights Act, to any federal law. So it is absurd now for this administration, and disingenuous, dishonest of them, to say that sex includes a man who is laboring under the delusion that he is a woman. But it's propaganda. He knows many people will fall for it, and the blowback has been incredible. Parents are up in arms.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I mean, here he is, you know, going along with this pretense that there's not a problem when there's obviously a problem, and the smaller voice of the 0.03%, I think it is, of the population dealing with transitional issues, which is an emotional, psychological problem. Why?
It's actually even more than that. It's 0.0003.
Okay, there you go. Even smaller.
So it's 0.03 1/1000ths or 10,000, at least 0.03 1/1000ths of 1%.
So why are we pretending there's not a problem and putting all these other people in the population, especially children and women, in danger?
And again, that's not just speculation, Matt. Liberty Counsel has listed dozens of instances where men have, in some cases, leveraged these gender identity, you know, bills and ordinances and so forth to do just that, to assault children, to photograph children, to
right.
they're predators. So this, again, this is not speculation. This is objectively putting women and children at risk. It's talk about the war on women and children. The Obama administration is leading the charge.
Yeah, I mean, we have 50 incidents on the Liberty Council website, lc.org, right there on the front page.
Here's and that's one just a drop in the bucket, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, this is just, you know, this is Lancaster, Pennsylvania, 50. April 18, 2016. So these are not 10, 15 years ago. April 18, 2016. A 19-year-old Quarryville man is accused of using a phone to look at a 10-year-old girl in a Sheetz restroom in Clearwater, Florida, April 30, 2016. Ricky Blake Thompson, 18, a man attacks a 6-year-old girl in women's bathroom. Here's January 25, 2016. A sexual assault victim speaks out against Washington's transgender bathroom policies. This is from Olympia, Washington. You can go on and on and on. These are quickly put together, 50 incidences. Here's Evergreen State College. This is an unbelievable one. Clay Scott Colleen Francis. I can tell you what, if you look at this particular blog of this very confused person.
It's scary.
It's very scary. And this person has male anatomy, thinks that he is a she, goes into women's sauna rooms and completely unrobes. The girls complain.
And admits he's sexually attracted to women.
Yeah, I know.
And exposes himself intentionally to children.
Yeah, and they can't do anything about it because of the so-called transgender policy. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's webpage, lc.org, and click on that front page there where it talks about the incidents. You can post it on your Facebook. You know, some people are saying, well, there's no evidence. Well, there's lots of evidence of problems, and it just makes common sense. If you already have sexual assaults, obviously you don't throw gas onto the fire and say, okay, men, if you want to use the women's shower facilities now, you're free to do so. Just pretend that you're a woman, and you can do it. You can get away with it. It's just absurd to placate 0.0003% of all these people in the country who have mental disorders, mental problems. Dr. Paul McHugh at Johns Hopkins University is very clear. This is a mental disorder. You cannot change your sex. You just simply can't. You are male or you're female, and you can't change that. For more information, visit lc.org and support Liberty Counsel as we continue to defend in these areas and others.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website is lc.org. Become an active partner with Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.